Many years ago, the storytellers say, a great king brought justice to England. The king's name was Arthur, and he surrounded himself with brave knights in shining armor, whom he sent out to defend the helpless and protect the weak. They rescued damsels in distress, slew troublesome dragons, and fought against wicked knights who used their weapons to oppress the defenseless. The wicked knights were called recreants, which means something like cowardly bullies, and one by one they were driven from England. In this way, King Arthur brought peace to the land, and tales of his court at Camelot were told wherever people met. Indeed, tales of King Arthur and his knights in shining armor were even told across the sea in France, where they came to the ears of a young prince named Sir Lancelot. Sir Lancelot had just been knighted by his father, King Ban of Benwick, and although he was very young, he showed great promise in the knightly arts. When Sir Lancelot heard about King Arthur's knights, nothing would satisfy him but to join their number.
"I must go to England, to King Arthur," Sir Lancelot told King Ban, "for his knights are the greatest knights of all."
"Are they?" asked King Ban.
"Yes, father. They have the bravest hearts, the noblest souls, and the shiniest armor in all the world."
"Shiniest armor?" repeated King Ban.
"Everyone says so," Sir Lancelot assured his father. "I wish to go to Camelot."
Ban was a wise king, and an even wiser father, so he replied,
"Very well. Go to Camelot. You should do well there, for you already have a brave heart and a noble soul, besides being very skilled with your weapons. You have my blessing."
"Thank you, father," Sir Lancelot replied gratefully.
But, father?
"Yes, Lancelot?"
"You didn't say anything about my armor. Is it not shiny enough?"
A few days later, Sir Lancelot led his great horse onto a ship bound for England. He carried a long lance in one hand, and his mind was alive with dreams of glory. Arriving in England, he set out at once for Camelot, stopping only to practice with his sword and lance, to polish his armor, and to take short naps after lunch. Strictly speaking, afternoon naps were not required for knights, but Sir Lancelot found them refreshing.